You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7:15 and Matt Bevan, have you heard Trace yet, the podcast?
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, it's excellent. I was just listening to the latest episode on the way in, which has just been posted. It's great work. Matt, what's making the headlines around the world?
Fran, yesterday the Pew Research Center in the United States released an extensive paper on polling they have conducted around the world, assessing the confidence people have in various world leaders. The world leaders they polled were Donald Trump, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Chinese President Xi Jinping. The polling included here in Australia. Do you want to guess which leader came out on top among the Australians who were polled, Fran?
Oh, among the Australians polled? I'm guessing hands down Angela Merkel.
By quite some margin. 72% of Australians trust Angela Merkel to do the right thing regarding world affairs, according to Pew. That compares to 43% confidence in Xi Jinping, 29% confidence in Donald Trump, and 27% confidence in Vladimir Putin. I'll put that data up on our RN Breakfast Twitter page if you'd like to read more into it. But Angela Merkel comes out on top among those four on average from countries across the world. Angela Merkel is currently 3 months out from an election, and it seems that she wants to remove one particular issue from the campaign. She's the leader of the Christian Democratic Union in Germany, and up until now, her party's policy has been to oppose same-sex marriage and not allow a conscience vote on the issue. It appears that has changed, though. Here's Angela Merkel overnight. She says, for those attached to the church, it surely plays an important role, which is why I would like to lead the discussion more into a situation where it is a question of conscience. I would hope that despite the current election campaign, the discussion is led with great respect. This has led her coalition partner and main political rival, Martin Schulz, to act immediately. He has called a vote on the floor of the Bundestag within days. Angela Merkel says the vote will be unwhipped, meaning her members are free to vote their conscience. Deutsche Welle says the vote is considered likely to pass. So Germany may be the next European country to legalise same-sex marriage this week. That's one big story in Europe. Another is in Brussels, where the European Commissioner for Competition, Marguerite Vestager, dropped a bombshell on Google last night.
Today, the Commission has decided to fine Google 2.4 billion euros for breaching EU antitrust rules. Google has abused its market dominance as a search engine by giving illegal advantages to another Google product, its shopping comparison service.
Essentially, the Commission says that Google has breached competition law by favouring their own shopping site in searches over other shopping sites. You might think, well, surely that's their prerogative. But after a European probe established that Google is the dominant search engine in every European country, they're now being treated more like a service than as a private entity who's allowed to do whatever they want. This $3.57 billion Australian dollar fine won't make a huge dent in Google's finances, but Marguerite Vestager had two other bombshells to drop on them as well. Here's one of them.
Google must end this conduct within 90 days or face penalty payments.
Those penalty payments could be in excess of 10 million euros a day. Here's the other bombshell.
Anyone who has suffered damage from Google's illegal behaviour can claim compensation from Google before national courts.
Who knows how much that's going to cost them? Google's parent company Alphabet's stock price took a dive overnight. David Chow will have more on the markets for you in about 10 minutes. But it's a big deal. The EU is shaping up as a huge player in making tech companies pay up. Last year, the EU ordered that Apple needed to pay 13 billion euros in back taxes to Ireland. I'm sure the tax office and the ACCC here in Australia will be looking at this with quite a bit of interest. Fran, there's also this massive story about ransomware being used around various countries around the world, and there'll be more on that in AM coming up after 7 o'clock.
Okay, Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RN Breakfast.